Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to ByteRadio.me's Mystical Cruise Show. For network or show information, visit www.byteradio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, the Mystical Cruise Show with your host, Robert Sharp.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us for this Saturday edition of the Mystical Cruise Show. Before I bring in today's guest and start, I do have a couple announcements. First of all, I do want to remind everyone that there is now a Byte Radio Me blog, and you can access the blog from our website, which is byteradio.me, and follow the posts. And on that post, I also have just additional information and insight from the shows that are heard on the Mystical Cruise and the Walk-In Cafe. And also want to remind you to check out our cruise information. We have a limited number of cabins for this particular starting price, so just check that out. Anyway, today my very special guest is Karen Downing. Karen is an intuitive reader and teacher. She works from the standpoint of inspiration and self-empowerment that comes from our own inner journey. She teaches classes on metaphysics and intuitive development and will share some fun and easy pointers. Karen will be doing some live on-air mini readings, and Karen is also a radio host. So you can find out more about Karen at her website, which is aurorasmessage.com. That's AuroraSMessage.com. And that's for those of you who are listening and not able to see that it is also a link on our show description page. So with that, let me go ahead and bring Karen on into the show. Hi, Karen. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Hi, Robert. It's wonderful to be here.
Great. First of all, Aurora's message. I kind of want to find out more about your background, but would it be best to start with your background and then lead up to what Aurora's message is?
Well, it's all intertwined, so I can start with what Aurora's message is, because it's an integral part of my journey to get there, or here. It started just from on my own path of spiritual development. I became aware that one of the energies that I work with is named Aurora, and as I was kind of contemplating going into this field full-time, all of a sudden, one day, I was coming home from my regular 9-to-5 job, and it just popped into my head what the name of my business should be. And so that's, in a way, how it was created. And I knew I was supposed to use the name of Aurora because it is her mission, really, to bring that compassion for oneself to everyone. And so that's kind of the cornerstone of how it began.
Okay, so let's kind of learn a little bit about you now. You are a channel, and can you kind of give the listeners a little bit of background and maybe kind of when that started to happen for you, how it happened, and I like people to get an understanding of who you are.
Sure. Well, the journey for me started back in childhood and having a real interest in all things mystical and metaphysical. I would check out books from the public library on Atlantis and Lemuria and anything esoteric that I could get my hands on. I kind of put that away in high school and college just to, focus on education and kind of go through the things I thought I was supposed to go through in life. And then it kind of resurged again back in my early 20s, just finding that thirst for knowledge. And it was during that time that I began to take some classes on intuitive development myself. And it was through that process that I really became aware of the energies that I was working with and also what my specific intuitive gifts are, because I believe we all have them. We just need to trust them, find them, and develop them. And then it just kind of snowballed from there. It was like one thing after another was put right in front of me, and I just kept moving forward and just kept kind of taking that leap each step of the way, and here I am.
Okay. So now when the when you were going through that studying period, was
mm-hmm.
this was there a kind of like a process that you went through to kind of discover where your particular gift fell in the spectrum of things?
Yeah. I took several different classes. I took specific classes on mediumistic development. I took classes on the tarot, classes in psychometry, and just overall kind of basic knowledge classes on, you know, what is metaphysics, how to apply it into life. I took classes on crystals, classes on healing. During that period, it was really about me exposing myself to as many different modalities and areas of knowledge as I could, and then finally just putting it together into a unique package that worked for me and made sense to me.
Right. Yeah, because that, I mean, you know, that's the one thing that I enjoy about having different guests on, is because everybody is so unique in their own way, and the way
mm-hmm.
that they connect with spirit is just as unique as the individual. So, but I just like people to recognize that, because they themselves are also as unique and have their own particular whatever, you know.
Exactly.
If they don't know what it is, then certainly find it and look for it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you indicate that, you know, Aurora is kind of one of the energies that you work with. Now, are there, do you have others? And how is that, how do you specifically work with particular energies?
Well, you know, we all have kind of what I refer to as our spiritual army. So we have somebody that's maybe our personal guide that just helps us with our day-to-day, running of errands, you need to be here at this time kind of a thing. I have a specific
uh-huh.
guide that helps me just with cooking and will come in just when I'm cooking and bring the energy in there. So we all have a whole bunch of different people that we work with. Now, Aurora is the energy that works with me specifically through doing the intuitive readings and teaching. So, that's kind of why it's the name there on my website and for the business that I have.
Oh, okay. I see. All right. But now, you talked about particular guides. Now, is Aurora a guide or just kind of one of your resources, I guess? One of the many.
Most people label her as an ascended master, but I've also been told that she works in the angelic realm. So, I'm kind of the mindset that they're just energetic beings and, their purpose changes from time to time, just like ours does. So that's kind
okay.
of my take on it. But that's how most people call her ascended master.
Okay. Well, that was, and I really like that approach of looking at basically just as, a particular, energetic force,
mm-hmm.
rather than a hierarchy in different realms, I mean, it's kind of like the brighter the light, maybe the more the realms you can, influence, but.
Yeah, I mean, of course there's some structure over there, but it's, I find that they tend to classify themselves less than we do, so. I just kind of go with that framework of what she tells me in as much as, that her role can change from time to time and that, of course, she's working on her own process of moving up in that hierarchy, but there is a different expansion of purpose and goals that she has along the way.
Okay. Wow. You don't often think about that, the fact that they're also working on their issue. I mean, not their issues, but their expansion as well.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
But I suppose we are part of and assisting with that expansion.
Well, yeah, as we all contribute to the energy of the universe, to God, the ultimate being, whatever you choose to call that energy, it's also ever-changing and evolving. So whether we are human or animal spirit or energetic being or anything else, a tree, anything in the universe, it all adds to that overall evolution. So I kind of see it as a big, we're on this big spiraling escalator that just keeps moving us onward and upward.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I like that direction. That's a good way to be headed. Now, looking at your website, I see that you have information on crystals and something called rose quartz coaching. Can you explain, you know, that particular facet of what you do?
Sure. Rose quartz coaching came about through kind of the process in which I met Aurora in the first place, and that was through a series of meditations where it was really infused with this energy of having love for oneself, and then also after coming to a point where you are having that awareness, it's about sharing that awareness with others. And so that energy is very much embodied by the energy of the rose quartz crystal, which is all about just that wonderful, unconditional love. And I think that all of us who are on this spiritual path and wanting to find out more about ourselves and about the world around us, that this is a very integral step in that process. Because without that real, true, unconditional love of oneself, then you still have kind of this filter by which you're viewing the world around you. So rose quartz coaching is aimed at helping to release conditioning, help release past life energy, help to reach certain spiritual goals that somebody may have along the way, find out their own intuitive gifts, all through that lens of self-love and self-empowerment.
Okay. Well, that's good. You know, and I truly do believe that unconditional love is at the center of everything. You know, mm-hmm. that, you know, that just that expression without condition is I think, you know, kind of really what all of these, we're put in all of these different situations here on Earth, you know, opportunities to express that, you know. And unfortunately, we don't do it as often as many opportunities as we have, but.
Well, you know, it's a lot easier said than done, and we don't realize, I think, how much it can really show up in our lives from just even the littlest thing. It's incredibly difficult, and I'm going to be the first one to say that there's absolutely no way I am at that point of being able to do that 100%. I don't think any of us can really say that on the earth plane until maybe we're right at that moment to leave it.
Yeah, you're probably very correct there, you know, and but I think the part of the reason we do what we do is the movement from, just the creation of it, learning to create it, you know. So I mean, it's all along the way that we do it, and hopefully we get better and have it happen more often the older we get.
Exactly. And it's just about putting that at the forefront and having the awareness of how it is involved in all parts of our life so that we can consciously accept that and integrate that into our lives more and more each day.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that one. Now, also looking at your website, you have a blog. So is that what is it? Anything in particular that you blog about, or is it just things that happen when they do and insights when they do?
Pretty much that's it. Just things as they come up in my life. You know, it's real. The blog schedule is real variable. I try to make sure I do it on a regular basis, but sometimes there comes a time when there's not much to report, and sometimes there is ample things to talk about. So, look at, you know, sometimes commentary on things that are going on in the world around us, or insight I received on a personal situation. I just recently wrote about a winter storm that we had up here in the Seattle area that you know, we were just without power for 2 days, which is not a very long time compared to some of the other people up here. But it really did help me to have a new appreciation for electricity and technology and the things that we can take for granted from day to day. So that's what the most recent post is about. But there's all sorts of things up there.
Oh, yeah, you know, and I have a guest on who lives in Connecticut and said the same kind of situation happened when they had their storm. And she said she just got out some sewing and did it, you know, I think they had a lantern, you know. So, it does make you appreciate it. And it's interesting that it kind of forces you to break away from technology, even if it's for a brief time.
Right. It's all about remembering that, you know, where we came from is not a place where it's all this interconnectedness, and we had to find our entertainment from within ourselves before electricity came around. And now here we are, you know, constantly bombarded with our iPads and our computers and our televisions, and we can always find something to entertain ourselves now. But it used to come from within, and I think it's sometimes a good reminder just to kind of tune out everything for a moment, even if it's just taking a walk outside every day and not having your phone on, so that we can kind of have that personal time again.
Yeah, that is very important. When you do readings, how do you do readings, and what how does it work for you?
I basically, when somebody has, if it's a reading that's about personal questions, or if there's a reading about, you know, sometimes the client just says, tell me what comes through, and that's fine too. How it works is that Aurora basically is right there with me, she goes and accesses the information that is either being asked about, or if it's something that where somebody just wants whatever information is most present, what she does is basically look at the information that is most readily available at the surface of somebody's energy. And what I mean by that is, you know, sometimes we're going through maybe some tough things in life, but we are not paying attention to something else. And it's often those extra things that will come through in a reading. Like, hey, you know, you may have been really focused on work and that might be really stressing you out, but you also need to pay attention to your health, or you need to pay attention to your relationships, or whatever would be relevant for that particular person. I get my communication through just a combination of sensing, hearing, and seeing. So really just dependent on the energy on that day. It can kind of be whatever is needed for that person. The majority of the time, I see it like it's a movie screen. So that would be the majority of
it. Okay, well, good. Well, you know, see, that's good to know, because some, you know, and it's good to know that it happens differently with different people, you know, and because from what a lot of guests I had on our 2012 series indicated that this is going to be a year where people are going to be discovering their own particular gifts. So, with that in mind, it's kind of like for people to keep in mind that, you know, it can happen in multiple ways, in different ways for different people for different reasons, and that's all cool. So,
well, it is, and I think that's the beauty of the intuitive process, is that once you just open up to however it comes to you, the information can come in so many different ways. I mean, it's incredible. Sometimes I will be drawn to watch a particular movie or TV show the night before reading and come to find out that I was shown that because I needed to be aware of that information because it was relevant to a past life that person needed to experience. Or things like that, so we can get it even in synchronicities that happen in our lives.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was twice. As a matter of fact, I just started a blog. That was kind of why I wanted to find out about yours, because I'm new to that sphere. I had an instance yesterday where I was typing an email and just had finished typing the word eye-opener and was listening to a radio show, and both people on the show said eye-opener at the exact same time. And it was, it was just immediate, and it was an eye-opener, you know, but, it's one of those kinds of things seem to be happening that, really kind of grab your attention.
Mm-hmm. And I believe those things will start happening more and more, because as the collective of humanity really embraces kind of this intuitive, feeling, sensing, heart-centered side of themselves, everybody, more coincidences, synchronicities, signs and signals are going to be made available, because people are going to be more aware that they really are part of our lives.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and you know, when those kinds of things happen, it's always, I think, always important to acknowledge them for what they are, you know, mm-hmm. and kind of be, I just smile with it. I mean, you know, as far mm-hmm. as expressing my gratitude for that, you know, but okay. Well, you know, we have quite a few people in the queue for asking questions. So, why don't we go ahead and start with that? And then now when they call in, you'll just need what their name and location, and then maybe a question from them. Would that be?
Yeah, first name and city would be, or, you know, location is great, and the question.
Yeah. Okay, great. All right. Well, let's go ahead and start with the 780 area code. Hello. Caller, can we get your name, location, and your question for Karen?
Hey, Jay, it's Robert.
Hello?
Hey, Robert. Hi, Robert. It's Jay.
Yes. Oh, Jay. This is our friend and listener, Aloha Jay, from Canada, Karen. Jay is, he's one of our buddies. So, Jay, there you go. Why don't you go ahead and talk to Karen?
I'm calling from Edmonton, Canada. Karen, nice to meet you.
Okay.
And,
nice to meet you.
Yeah, the job prospects. I just got laid off or fired from my job, so I'm just I'm actually in a down right now. I'm just kind of feeling down about it. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, sure. I'll just get right into it then. I feel for you that there is going to be an opportunity coming up. I would say in about 30 days, so maybe a little bit longer than you wanted to. It's going to be in a field that's similar to what you did, but there will be a different long-term purpose in it, meaning that maybe the company has a different goal than what you had just been in, but there will be a lot of similarities with what you had just been laid off from. So I'm seeing something that is related around, I see a lot of metal, so something to do involved with the manufacturing or industrial products. So I hope that helps you.
Yeah, I'm applying for a job right now, actually, just, you know, being a service technician for fixing gym equipment.
Oh, okay.
Cool runners,
okay.
And stuff like that. I just want to see how that goes. Lots of metal around there.
Lots of metal around. Again, working in the same similar capacity to what you did, but it might be just a different product. So something else with metal might not be gym equipment. Maybe it's going to be some other kind of equipment. But it's really the same field that you were in before.
Okay.
Okay, so just keep putting your feelers out there, yeah.
Okay, thank you much.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jay. You know, and one thing, Karen, too, that I think that people would really benefit, too, by learning is that, you know, there are so many different facets to each of us. Like, for example, you. I mean, you're a perfect example of what I call one of those multifaceted gems, you know, that you have different skills, different ways
mm-hmm.
of expressing your creativity and your energy, and not just one thing. And I think everybody
right.
has that. But a lot of times I think sometimes people do a disservice by just trying to focus on one thing. You know what I'm saying? That it's kind of like explore, do more than one.
Well, right, and I totally agree with you. I think that it becomes easy for us to get focused on maybe what is the most pressing thing. Sometimes, like, for example, with a caller who had just been laid off, we start getting in this mode of, oh, my gosh, my financial picture totally changed. And, you know, the information I saw would be the next maybe 9-to-5 job for that caller. But, of course, there's always multiple avenues of things going on around us. And there's always ways for us to bring other resources into our lives. So, yes, that's very much so.
Yeah, absolutely. And in particular, everybody has a story. So, you know, just start documenting your story. If anything, you know, you're living it. So, anyway. Okay, let's see here. Well, let's take one more caller, and then we're going to just have a short 90-second break, and then everybody who is still on the line, still hang on, will be able to get to you right after that short break. But first, let's go ahead, and we'll take caller from an 840 area code, and I believe, is this Hugh?
804, yes. How are you, Robert?
Hey there, Mr. Hugh. How are you doing? It's been a long time.
I'm just doing fantastic. I have a lot of big things I'm bringing, starting to manifest. But I did want to ask Karen, I'm from Ashland, Virginia, too, Karen.
Okay.
I wanted to ask about immediate finance because it feels like there's something blocking some money that I had been receiving, and I sort of depend on that, and I wanted to see if that's just gone astray or if it's stopped. Or I know big things are coming, but I don't know how quickly, and I do hope that I don't have to go to credit cards just to survive.
You know, I don't feel that you're going to have to go to your credit cards just to survive. There may be like an overlap of 1 week or so, a small amount of time where you may have to use that just to get by. But what you're talking about, there is, what I'm seeing is like this obstacle in the way of this particular funding that you're discussing. Now, what's happening is that your resources are changing from one thing over to another. And there's something tied up in this process that, not that you're doing, that's coming from sources outside of you, but that is going to be handled within the next 3 weeks for you, and you'll get some kind of word that things are now back, restored as to the way that they were before, or at least you'll have some closure on, hey, this is better now, and I know when it's going to be coming back to me. Because I feel like it is coming back to you. There's just, like, it needs to go through a change, upheaval, renewal, and then it will return.
That's,
so I hope
very
that
interesting.
That...
Yeah, I've been sort of just holding back because it's been a couple of months. And should I just stay in a holding pattern and let it unfold, or should I initiate any communication related to it?
You know, it wouldn't hurt to initiate any communication to it. From what I see, that's just going to help the process, because you are just, by doing that, you're saying, hey, I'm ready for this again. I'm not going to wait anymore. I'm going to be active and proactive about drawing this into my life.
Okay. Thank you so much for that information, and very accurate.
Thank you, Hugh.
Thanks for calling
in. Thank you,
Rob. Okay, have a good night. Okay, everyone, we're here at the bottom of the hour, and I'm going to just take a short couple-minute break here, and we do have a couple people in the queue, and we'll have room for probably a couple more. So if any of you that are listening in the chat room would like to call in, please feel free to do. So stay tuned, and when we come back, we'll continue taking callers' questions.
Vacation 2012. Don't just take a vacation, take the vacation. One that's fun-filled and with a group of mystical friends from BiteRadio.me. Hi, I'm Robert Sharp, founder of BiteRadio.me and cruise coordinator for the Mystical Cruise 2012. Our 7-day Western Caribbean cruise departs from New Orleans on November 25th aboard the Carnival Conquest. This cruise begins with 2 days at sea, where you'll enjoy seminars and workshops of diverse mystical topics with some of the most popular guests of the Mystical Cruise radio show, followed by a 3-day, 3-country adventure beginning in Mahogany Bay, Isle Rotan, Honduras, with the next stop being the magical country of Belize, and a final stop in Cozumel, Mexico. Our last day at sea is a mystical marketplace where you can chat and mingle with the cruise speakers. Join us for the Mystical Cruise 2012, Sunday, November 25th through Sunday, December 2nd. For more information, visit our website at www.biteradio.me and click on the cruise link, or call Robert at 843-808-0777. I hope you'll be able to join us for this magical, mystical cruise.
Hi, this is Roy Burley, host of the Roy Burley Show on the Bite Radio Me Network. I want to personally invite you to join myself and numerous other highly gifted metaphysical practitioners on the upcoming Mystical Cruise this November. Having been a speaker on all previous metaphysical mystical cruises, I found that each cruise was more wonderful than the last. We visited exotic ports of call like Belize, Costa Rica, Panama, Cayman Islands, Jamaica, just to name a few. If you'd like to do something really nice for yourself and meet exciting new people, have a wonderful, fun learning experience, please make the decision today. Join us this coming November on the Metaphysical Mystical Cruise. Thanks a lot.
Okay, everybody, thank you for staying with us tonight. My very special guest is Karen Downing. Karen is intuitive reader and channel, and you can find out more about Karen at her website, which is aurorasmessage.com. That's AuroraSMessage.com for those of you just listening and not able to see that. There's also a link to her website on our show page. And welcome back. And thanks, Karen, for staying with us.
Oh, sure. I'm having a great time.
Great. Good. Thank you. Okay. Well, we've got a couple more callers in the queue here. And so let's go ahead and go on to the next one. That one is calling from the 207 area code. Hello, caller. Can we get your name and location, please?
Yes. This is Dee, and I'm in Blue Hill, Maine.
Hello, Dee, and Dee is also in the chat room. Thank you, Dee, for joining us there, too.
Yeah. Okay.
So you want to talk to Karen?
Yes, I'd love to.
All right, Dee, what's your question today?
Okay. I had a dream today with my mother and my aunt in it talking about a business called Rosemary and Friends, I believe it was called, and it was supposed to be their business. So I know because I get stuff in my dreams, and I know enough to trust when something's telling me something. So somebody else today, I asked them about it, and they were saying that my mother came through, and she was talking about, this is something I have to do. She's talking about my making oils, scented oils, like with rosemary and other things like lavender, because in the dream that the business was in Provence, France, and I couldn't figure that out because my family never had money. I questioned that. You know, we always lived as if, and I use the word poor, even though we weren't welfare recipients, but both my parents worked hard all their life. You know, all their lives so we could have something. And my aunt had, she had a little bit better off maybe than we did. So that would, I was thinking, So I was just questioning this because, just wondering if this is something I'm supposed to be doing or.
Well, let me
tell
you what.
Because I've got so many things that people are telling me.
Sure. Let me tell you what's coming through for me. First of all, that I do see you being able to do this business. And the connection that came through in the dream about that connection to France is going to be a connection about resources and then eventual, shall we say, distribution connected to that area. But just start out by finding the materials that you need to do this. You would find that once you get involved in this and using the aromatherapy products that you create and marketing that, that you have a grand old time and that the customers just come to you because it's going to be your energy that's infused in each of the products that is actually what people are paying for, not, I mean, yes, of course, the other stuff too, but it's your energy that can't really be measured is going to be like the secret ingredient involved. I do have to ask you, is there somebody named Carol connected to this, to this dream or this business? Yeah, okay, because she came through before you even came on the line. So,
who? Well, the
Carol,
name, who, what name?
The name Carol? Of Carol?
I don't know anybody named Carol.
Okay, well, this may be somebody
who... Because I've got so many things that I'm supposed to be doing this year that I don't see how I'm going to do everything because I already have to get my jewelry-making business off the ground. I want to make a website for it. I've got supposed to be working with energy and healing, and I got to do my psychic thing. And besides my writing,
see,
it's like, what are they doing to me?
Yeah. But see, Dee, remember I was talking earlier about all the different facets of people? That is a perfect example. Those are all different facets of you, you know, and there's plenty of room to do them, you know. It's just, I mean, you have different times, and you just have to make different priorities. I mean, some things won't get attention that, you know, you'll be shifting to other things. So, but they're all different parts of you. So, I mean, you know, like I say, your facet. But anyway, that was just kind of my intuitive bit on that one.
Okay, I'm going to be so busy. Besides, eventually I have my plans that one of these days, I swear, I'm moving to Scotland, to the Highlands, so take the business with me.
Just do one thing at a time, and it will all come together in your own unique thing, because I feel that not only are you going to be selling the aromatherapy products in one place, but you can sell the jewelry in the same location. You can make it all one thing that's all your own, and just let it all come together and try not to get so wrapped up in, you know, what's going to happen in the future. Just take it day by day and you'll see how all of those facets come together to one perfect thing for you.
Yeah.
This is going to be interesting.
And
my family's suddenly giving me something new to do.
Well, see, also remember, Dee, too, that, you know, each of those is going to require other people. Like, you know, you're going to be co-creating with other people, you know, along with the jewelry. Those will be the people who will be selling it or the places that will be selling. So keep in mind that you're not going to be doing everything. You're going to be co-creating. So it'll just take a part of it. You know what I mean? So keep that in mind,
right,
that there's going to be other people involved and, you know, and be happily bring in people, you know, who will help support that will support your plan and meets theirs too. So.
Right, because apparently my mother was saying I needed to get my hands in the ground or in the dirt, and she was smiling and showing this woman all these bottles. And I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
And here I thought it was their business, and it was, you know, I was, you know, there was some money out there somewhere that my cousin and I didn't know anything about. And suddenly it's okay, it's my business. Well, oh, good grief. This will keep me so busy I won't even have time for the man of my life.
Don't limit yourself.
I don't plan to. This
okay.
This has fascinated me, so I just wanted to see what more there was to say about it, because it's something so totally new and out of the blue. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
You're very welcome.
Interesting.
Thanks for calling, Dee. All
bless
right,
you.
Great. Thanks.
Thank
you. Have
you.
A good day. All right. Yeah,
okay.
Good night. All right. Good night. Okay, boy, you know, see, it's funny how we have a discussion and then we get a caller whose life is mirroring that what we're talking about. So
I know, another synchronicity.
I bet. Okay, let's go ahead and move on to the next caller. They're calling from the 615 area code. Can we get your name and location, and do you have a question for Karen?
This is Brenda. And I'm calling from
Hi, Brenda.
Hi. My question is I have a son who's in spirit, and I was wondering if you have any messages from him or if you could get anything from him.
Sure. Just give me 1 second to tune in. Okay. So, first of all, he definitely takes time to tune in, and he is around your energy, especially at, I would say, between the hours of like 6 a.m. and 9, and then again at nighttime. He's really around you in the morning when you're kind of doing your morning routine. Keeps showing me doing your, you know, walking around the house and doing your morning routine over and over again. And he will give you a lot of messages and intuition for the day during that time. So do know that he's around you during those hours, and you can really ask him questions, tell him to, you know, assist you with something throughout the day. So that's a wonderful time to really tune in and speak with him. Other than that, he's working on the other side in assisting the children that cross over and helping them to kind of understand what happens in the process, and helps them to know that their parents are going to be okay, helps them to visit their family and things like that. So he's having a great time doing that, and he feels very fulfilled with that purpose. Now, was there any specific thing that you wanted to know?
Not really. I mean, I just wanted to know, you know, that he was around me and that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, tomorrow morning when you get up, even though it's not a, you know, regular Monday through Friday, but you're in that morning time when you're just kind of sitting there and tuning in for the day, talk to him and be aware of how the answer comes to you. It can come, you know, something that a song on the radio, it can come through the television or come through just a knowing that you get. And the more that you really foster that connection during that time of day, you're going to be really amazed at the knowings that you get and the help that he brings you throughout the day and the awareness that you have of that. It's going to be an amazing thing.
Yeah, I talk to him a lot. And
yeah.
I just have one quick thing to ask you. My birthday was Wednesday, but on Tuesday evening or Tuesday afternoon, my granddaughter was coming home from school, and she was looking at something in the yard right beside the driveway. And I asked her what she was looking at. She said, "Nana, come here." She said, "There is a T. Somebody put a T in our yard, you know, the letter T." And my son's name is Tim. And I looked at it, and it had just been freshly carved into the ground. And so I took pictures of it, and the next day it had started turning a little brown, so you know that it had just been done the day before.
Right.
So I took pictures of that also, and I was wondering, was that from my son? Letting me know that he knew it was my birthday and that he was trying to let me know that.
Well, it was. It's just a message from just showing you that, you know, he's still around you, he's still acknowledging you, and sometimes they will come through with a physical happening like that to give us that wonderful confirmation. So absolutely. Your heart already knew the answer.
Sure. Yeah, and I was pretty sure of that because when my husband passed, I mean, he was all in our house doing all kinds of things. There was no mistaking it. So. Well, I kind of thought so. So, okay, great. Well, thank you so very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, okay. Bye-bye.
Now, does it have to be, like with that particular making that letter, do you think that it was particularly him or maybe
he motivated somebody else,
you know?
Yeah.
Sent somebody
exactly.
to do that. Yeah, okay. Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's what I thought. And, you know, and obviously the purpose was for his mom to kind of be thinking about him in particular. Okay. All
right, to have that message.
That's kind of
hard. Yeah, I don't, in my experience, I've never witnessed or seen a spirit physically do something other than I've seen an object move, and that's the only thing that's ever come through in a reading or my own personal experience. I know it can happen on a rare occasion, but a huge, huge, huge amount of energy for them, anyone who's crossed over, to come and do something physically. But they can, you know, whisper in somebody's ear to motivate them to bring a message on their
phone. Right, okay.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Happens all the time.
Okay. That was kind of my thinking, too, with that, mm-hmm. You know, that, I mean, first of all, if it was him, but, boy, that was a horrible moment. But then again, you know, I do know that, you know, it is by, like you say, whispering in someone else's ear that we do a lot of things that maybe we don't know that are really helping people that, you know, are just motivated by spirit.
Well, right, yeah, and in that case, it was just him, you know, her son's him whispering in the ear of somebody in the neighborhood, a younger boy who just felt like
right.
going and writing his own initial T, but not understanding
right.
that the real
exactly.
purpose of that was to give the message. Yeah, and that happens quite frequently.
Yeah, that's great. So, okay, now we do have one caller in the queue with her hand up, but we do have a couple callers, too, without an indication. So if you do want to talk and ask a question, be sure to press your number, the number one, so that I know that you want to come on the show rather than just listen. Okay, so the next caller we have is through the Internet, and it's...
Mm-hmm.
Mosina?
Mosina.
I'm not sure.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay, Mosina.
Oh, yeah, you got it right.
Thank you. Great, Mosina. Where are you located?
Oh, I'm in Quebec, Canada.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank
and,
you, Robert.
Okay, and there, Karen, there's Mosina.
Yes, you got it right, Robert. Don't worry. Hi, Karen.
Hi, and what's your question today?
Well, it's mainly about spirit guides and spirits and angels. I've been meditating. I've been trying to speak to my higher self. I've been trying to speak to my ex-boyfriend's higher self. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
I just get confused. I'm not really sure if it's really them speaking or if it's just, you know, me.
Okay.
Could you please, like, you know, help me out with that? Suggestions,
sure.
Tips, and, you know, who my guides are.
Sure. Well, first I want to just let you know that when you are working on that process yourself, you know, there's definitely feelings of doubt that can come out about where the source of the information is coming from. But I need to just remind you that just listen to what you feel in your heart, and I will tell you that 99.999% of the time your first instinct is always correct. So go with what you feel and know that you have absolutely spoken with each of the beings that you mentioned. So your boyfriend, ex-boyfriend in that past, your guide, and you've connected with the angels as well, okay? So
know
that you've had very wonderful experiences so that you can really have that validation for yourself. And you can practice more and more now that you can have that piece of trust. Now, did you have a specific question on one of those? I'm sorry, I kind of got...
Well,
I got going in one direction,
oh,
and I
that's
forgot
okay.
your question.
It was about spirit guides, my spirit guides.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, the name that's coming through right away is Penelope, so I'm just going to have to give that to you, and that will be the name of your spirit guide.
Oh, okay. Is that the main one? Because I know we have, you know, a lot.
That's the main one that's with you right now, just helping you with that intuitive development connection to spirit process. They're not your main lifelong guide, but they are the most prominent one with you at the moment.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Ben.
All right.
Yeah.
No,
yeah. And you know, I was going to say, you know,
yeah, sure.
Mosina, one of your question is one that's going to be asked a lot, I think, as, you know, the year progresses, and that is how do I distinguish the information I receive as being from, you know, someone else versus your
mm-hmm.
internal thought process. And, you know, so, and like Karen says, you know, really kind of just trust your instinct with that, and also just be aware, too, of things that pop into your head that, you know, have no logical reason for popping into your head, because, you know, that then, you know, that's something just to pay attention to, so.
Yeah, I find also that, you know, intuition's always supported by something else around us in the future. So if we, once we listen to our intuition, we do get some kind of answer or confirmation from outside of us along the way. So that helps in building that up too.
All right. Well, thank you, Robert, and thank you, Karen.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you, Musina. Thank you very much. I'd like our Canadian listeners. It's wonderful. We also have others from the UK and South Africa, and earlier today we had our New Zealand friend, but I have no idea what time it is there in New Zealand. Yeah. Okay, let's see here. We have another caller, and that caller is from the 954 area code. Hello, caller. Can we get your name and location, and if you have a question there for Karen?
Hi, this is Mary from Florida. Thanks for reminding me to press 1. I didn't realize.
You're welcome, Mary. Okay. I was wondering.
Yeah, okay.
That was for you.
Okay. Karen, hi.
Hi.
I've been struggling to get my financial situation under control, and it's just not working, and I'm told that it's going to be escalating come March with a few added expenses, and I'm wondering if you see this getting resolved or how this is going to work out for me.
You know, one of the things I'm being shown is that there's a resource outside of you that you can go to for help and assistance. This is some type of group or organization that assists people in kind of getting out of a tough spot. It's not related to, like, the state or federal sources of any kind. It's a community organization that helps people.
Well, I have reached out to many, and I've gotten some help, and I've been calling and calling for quite some time, but it's only been just small amounts. It really isn't what I need.
Okay.
But
I feel like something's going to come through from one of those places that you had reached out to and maybe didn't hear anything or nothing really came of it, that somebody's going to, it's like all of a sudden they're going to see, oh, wow, we really need to help this woman. So,
well, there is one that is related to my home situation that I'm waiting on an answer from. I don't know if that's the one.
Okay. Well, yeah, I definitely feel that there's some positive help coming for you from one of those organizations. So that one seems to make to sound like it's right along that
and
line
there.
And
do you have an idea when this will come about?
The energy for it, I would say within the next 10 to 14 days, that you'll really hear and feel positive about it. You may hear a call back before, but you won't get that real confirmation until that 10 to 14 day window. Also, I want to remind you too to just to keep putting your feelers out there. I know that you feel really drained with this whole process, and that some days you feel like you're at your wit's end. But if you can keep pushing and talk to as many people as you know, and keep that energy positively moving, then it's actually going to draw help to you sooner and with a, I would say, kind of a more positive standpoint because you're being open and receptive to it. You know, unfortunately, sometimes we have to go through an experience like what you're going through, but, you know, 6 months from now, I tell you, you are going to just be in a totally different space and things are really going to turn around for you. But it,
you
mean, you know,
financially or physically or financially or
financially that things are going to be much you're going to feel a lot better, and you know what, the physical part of it will actually start to improve as the financial thing does, because it's adding so much stress to you right now that it's not
I've got a lot of body pain from the stress. Did you have something to add to that?
Thanks, Mary. Just that. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Did you
have something to add to that?
That was it.
Well, I do appreciate that, and I hope to hear you again, and thank you for the the inspiration. Keep moving forward.
You can do it. You can do
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Mary.
Thank you very
yeah,
much.
Yeah, Mary. Yeah, but once it starts to get better, just relish those and be grateful for them, because once you do that, then they're going to start getting more. You know, that's just
great.
The way that it is. So,
I'm always
okay.
grateful. Oh, yes. Thank you so
yeah.
much.
Well, that's so important. Okay. All right. Thanks for
Thank
calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Boy, our hour went very fast there, Karen.
It sure did. I can't believe it's already over.
Yeah. I know. It's very close to the end, but I want to at least spend the last 5 minutes talking about you. And now you have a blog, and I believe you also have a newsletter. Is that right? Correct when I saw that?
I do. Mm-hmm. I do have a monthly newsletter, and that goes out when Aurora does her monthly channeled message. So it's usually information kind of about what's going on collectively for people who are going through this whole metaphysical awakening process and things that people can expect and look forward to in the next month. And so for anybody that signs up for the newsletter, too, you get a free 15-minute meditation that just helps you connect with yourself and get some revelations on things you need to release, whether it's old conditioning, past life energy, or connect with loved ones from the other side. All sorts of things happen in that meditation, I've been told. So,
yeah. Oh, very good. Yeah. I'm a very strong proponent of, guided meditation, because sometimes some people have difficulty visualizing, and it's to have a guide along the way, and so now, and is it correct also that you have a radio show as well?
I do have a radio show. It is every week on Thursdays at 6 p.m. Pacific time. And it is done through MargaretMcElroy.com. There's a link on my website, but it's also on Blog Talk Radio as well.
Okay, great. You see, Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific time. That's 9 p.m. Thursdays. Oh, that's perfect. That's right after our show at 8 o'clock when we have our walk-in cafe. So I'll be able to send dude come to you right after the show. Okay.
Yeah,
that's
and I
my
do.
Show, so.
Yeah. I have a last 20 minutes of the show is all just questions from the audience. We usually talk about astrological topics. I co-host the show with my mom, who's an astrologer, so that's usually what we focus on for the first half, and then we do affirmation on every show, talk about a crystal that can help with our topic, and then answer questions. So, yeah.
Well, no, I bet. No, that's interesting discussions between you and your mom, I bet.
It is. We laugh a lot. And there's a lot of personal experience that comes up, relevant to the topic. So it's pretty amazing what comes across each time.
That's funny. I'm sure that it is. Well, that's great that you can have that kind of connection and share it with others, because, I believe it's that parent-child role that was the kind of like the ultimate test of unconditional love,
Ooh, yes. Yeah.
So, sometimes it works great, sometimes it doesn't, but I think that's the idea behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So, great. Now, do you have any upcoming events or anything, or should people just kind of go to your website and check and see what's up?
The thing I have that is coming up that I'm most excited about is a new course that I'm taking over teaching of, and it's a 3-day Master of Metaphysics course. And it's the first of 3 classes on the topic, and it's a really great course for anybody that is starting out on this process, wants to understand what energy is all about, wants to understand what is metaphysics, who are these beings that we're talking about, how does intuition work, and kind of all of those questions that come up in that first time that we're looking at these topics. So that's held February 18th, 19th, and 20th here in the Seattle, Washington area. And there's more information about it on AuroraMessage.com. But I'm just really excited about taking this on. So, yeah.
Great. That sounds great. Perfect. Well, thank you again, Karen, for being my guest. I appreciate your time. It's been a delight.
Oh, thank you for having me. Yeah, I've had a great time.
Great. Thank you. And everyone, I do want to remind you that check out our calendar. Our new schedule, again, is that we have shows on Byte Radio Me and Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. So check out our schedule. Go to byteradio.me and click on the calendar, and you can see what we have in our upcoming month. Until we meet again, cruise on.
Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to ByteRadio.me's Mystical Cruise Show. To become a friend or follower, visit blogtalkradio.com/ByteRadioMe. You can also find us on Facebook and on Twitter at ByteRadioMe or at our website, ByteRadio.me. For show information, contact Robert at 843-808-0777. Until next week, cruise on!